This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And we are back with Small Biz Florida from the Philip and Patricia Frost Museum of Science in downtown Miami. It is the AARP and Venture Miami Connect and Thrive pitch event tonight. And very proud and honored to have with us right now Mr. Andy Miller, who serves as the Senior Vice President with AARP in charge of innovation. Andy, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Andy, just wow. I mean, you guys know how to throw a party. This is unbelievable.
Well, I will say I'm a little stunned by the venue myself. You get a chance to have drinks and a rooftop with a shark swimming around?
Yeah, you wouldn't want that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then the backdrop here,
right.
It just really is incredible. But Andy, this beyond the venue, this is obviously an extremely innovative, unique event. This pitch competition. Entrepreneurs are not new to pitch competitions, but this one is unique in the fact that it is hosted and created by AARP. Talk a little bit about why is AARP in the entrepreneurial space and certainly conducting a pitch event?
Sure. AARP is constantly looking for disruptive solutions that empower people to choose how they live as they age. And what we do know is large companies are slow. Large companies often can't keep up with the pace of technology change. So we're committed to finding the best and brightest, most dynamic startups we can from around the world. And we bring them in and we use pitch events like this as our mechanism to find them. Right?
Wow.
So we do about 8 to 12 of these a year all over the country. We often try and partner with different folks. We've never partnered with a mayor's office before, so this is a first. But we're really excited because it's our way to find the companies, to source them. And once we find them, we bring them in and we, not all of them, but we'll bring some of them into an 8-week accelerator program and they get the full horsepower of AARP.
Wow.
You know, we help them, whether it's with marketing or understanding the consumers or even sometimes understanding legislative issues that they're facing. And we bring all of our subject matter experts to bear. And from there, we often make investments in these companies.
Wow.
So it's really about discovering and launching, helping launch new products into the market.
Specifically the elder care or the 55 plus type market?
Yeah, most of our I'll say 90% of our focus is 50 plus. We'll have an occasional company that may actually target a younger demographic, but there's always a connection back to the 50 plus. And the example I was using earlier was we find a lot of grandparents want to teach their grandkids financial resilience. So we may have a product that is geared to a 15-year-old, for example,
right.
But the grandparent is helping them learn how to invest or helping them learn how to save. The other thing that we see happening is there's a lot of millennial caregivers.
Right.
And I'm assuming that's probably pretty prevalent in Florida.
Yeah.
And so we may target the millennial caregiver.
One of those, yeah.
Right? And while they're under 50, we know they're serving someone over 50. So
Right. Those
are the two areas where we kind of go outside the boundaries a little bit.
But again, such innovative thinking at AARP. I mean, how did all this begin? Whose idea was it one day to say, you know what, maybe AARP should be holding pitch events? How did all this kind of come about?
It came about in a sort of, I'm going to give you two ways to answer the question. One, so our CEO, Joanne Jenkins, when she took over the role, I don't know, it was probably 8 years ago now, she wanted to innovate. She wanted AARP to be a different organization than people think about it. I joined the organization about 5.5 years ago to create innovation. And so we're really focused on how do we find this innovation. And my background is a startup guy. I've done 6 companies. I've actually built an accelerator corporate innovation program before. And so that was really the genesis. It was about 5.5 years ago where Joanne had this idea of she didn't know exactly how to do it, but
right.
She wanted to find these companies and she wanted to make sure the category or the industry was understanding what age tech was about and how could we spark innovation.
Wait a minute, Andy. Did you just give me a new word, age tech?
Age tech, I did.
Wow. That's a real word?
It's a real word.
Okay. Well, you know, I always learn something on these podcasts. Just learned something.
We actually, it's kind of I call it a new category. It's not really a new category. You often hear elder tax, silver tax. We don't like those words. So we decided to sort of rename it age tech. And the thing about age tech is it's not new.
Right.
Age tech is nothing but a sort of the aggregation of health tech, fintech, you know, housing tech, prop tech, all these different right. things that existed, but with a different angle on it, right? So putting that 50-plus lens on top of those things, because, you know, we all know back in the day, all the startups were rushing to make mobile apps for the 20-year-olds.
Right.
Well, this demographic is enormous. It's growing every day. It represents trillions of dollars.
And we really are seeing, you know, folks are living longer. Their quality of life is lasting longer. So, I mean, you guys really are. I mean, this was really forward thinking on behalf of AARP's leadership team.
Yeah, it's you know, Joanne is always pushing me to do more, to do bigger. This event, quite frankly, came to be because the chair of our board lives in Miami. And she was talking to the mayor, had a venture capitalist in residence. So it was the first mayor's office to have a venture capitalist in residence, a woman named Melissa Krinsman, who is here tonight. So our board chair made an introduction to Melissa. And so I just started having conversations saying, well, what can we do here? I think it's been 9 months or so since we started that. And we worked with Venture Miami to figure out what are the different options. And we came up with a bunch of good ones. So I'm hopeful this isn't the first one and done, and we can continue to work with the mayor's
office. Listen, we hope not either, because we love coming. you may or may not know, but one of our local entrepreneurs from up in the Treasure Coast that has worked with our Small Business Development Center was actually selected as one of the finalists for the pitch tonight.
Which company is that?
Chattables.
Awesome.
So we, you know, we learned about this too and said, well, we got to go down and check this thing out. So really an incredible event and very innovative event. Talk a little bit again more about the accelerator. So you are going to select some of these folks tonight to enter into an accelerator program housed and hosted and sponsored by AARP?
So there will be winners tonight, right?
Okay.
So there's two winners. There's a judge's choice and there's an audience choice. I often get asked, is it ever the same company? And we've never had it the same company, mostly because the judges look at something very different than the audience.
Right.
So there's two winners. You don't have to win to be selected to our accelerator program. So myself and a few other members of my team will watch and we will sort of figure out of all the organizations, which ones can benefit the most from us. And when I say that, the accelerator program, we run 8-week cohorts. Often, and I hate the word accelerator because we often get lumped in with the Techstars and the Y Combinator. We are not that. We sit down with each startup and we create what we call a custom learning agenda. So what is it that you really want to learn from us? How can we really help you? And like I mentioned before, sometimes it's we've been trying to market to this demographic and no one's buying. And maybe it's the language they're using. Or sometimes they're looking at creating new products or services and we can provide test beds for them, right, to go out to the actual audience.
Wow.
So we really customize it to each and every company. We do 4 cohorts a year, somewhere between 6 and 8 companies. We try to keep it small intentionally because we can be way more hands-on and not. And I'm not knocking Techstars or YC. They're great programs, but they're factories, right? You get hundreds and hundreds of companies going through, and we just wanted to be a little bit more hands-on, making sure it was an intimate process. So from that point of view, we work 20 to 25 companies a year.
Okay.
But we see a whole bunch more from the pitch events, right? So.
And you mentioned early on that you did multiple of these. Is this kind of a year-round? You have a kind of a circuit that you're doing these constantly throughout the year, the pitch events?
We are. We kick off every year at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. We're the only organization that's partnered with the CTA Foundation. They run CES. And we do it together. And so I think this is the third or fourth year we've done it in a row. And that kicks off our sort of season, our pitch season.
Right.
And like I said, we do somewhere between 8 and 12. And it varies because with COVID, we always used to do them in person.
Right.
And with COVID, you know, going to virtual, that was a bit of a struggle to have that many.
Right.
We always do Boston. We always do San Francisco because we feel like we have to. But then we start to go elsewhere, and we try and go off the beaten path a bit, right? So right. Miami is a great example with what Mayor Suarez has done in trying right. to get all the companies to come here. And so we said, well, we have to go. We have to do it here.
Right.
He's getting a lot, great traction, right, from
right.
all these companies. So Miami, we hope to be the third market that we keep every year we come here because it makes sense from the number of companies,
right.
but also our demographic in Florida yeah. and the healthcare
oh.
systems and all the things. So,
yeah, makes sense.
And but otherwise, we'll do some lesser markets. Like we've been to Nashville, we've been to Louisville, we've been, we did Tampa St. Pete a couple years back. But we definitely move around and we look for local partners in the different areas.
What? How does one find out more about this? Can companies apply to pitch at any of the events? They can,
yeah.
you know, if they get chosen, they could go to Boston, go to Nashville, they could travel to and make the pitch?
Yeah, absolutely. They can find out in a few ways. The best way is to go to our website. We have a website called agetechcollaborative.org, and that's where you can find out about all the pitch events. There's an entire startup section. One of the things that we just added... our events are often themed, like tonight, right? Connect and Thrive. And so it's difficult sometimes when we'll meet a startup and maybe we would meet them tomorrow
right.
and they would have fit this pitch competition. And they go, well, your next one's not for like 6 months. So one of the things we just launched, I call it open mic. My team hates when I call it that. But
right.
where we have every quarter, we just make available, anyone can apply. It
okay.
doesn't matter what the theme is. And so we started doing these things to try and pick up a little bit more
nice.
Traffic. So, yeah, htechcollaborative.org, you'll learn all about everything we do and how you can sign up.
Where is AARP headquartered? We're
in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And we have actually a 20,000-square-foot facility, Innovation Lab, right in downtown D.C. That's where my team is housed. But we know that we have to get, you know, D.C. is not known for startup land,
right.
so we got to get outside of that.
Okay.
So.
It is Andy Miller, who serves as the Senior VP of Innovation for AARP. Unbelievable, Andy. I mean, just incredible innovative thinking at AARP and incredible events to really spur and encourage entrepreneurship in that elder space. Incredible thinking here.
Well, thanks for having me and helping us.
Great example of entrepreneurial mindset, that's for sure.
Having us and thanks
for making us part of this great event here tonight. We appreciate it. And one more time, just how does somebody find this whole program?
Yeah, you can locate us on the web at agetechcollaborative.org.
Andy, thank you so much. Good luck tonight. We can't wait to see the pitches.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right. And with that, this is Small Biz Florida. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more from the AARP and Venture Miami Connect and Thrive pitch event.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.